Maya Sutton, I'm the city manager.
I'm Angelique Ains, I'm the chief of police.
I forgot who I am.
Your name?
Okay, my name's Cynthia and I am the press secretary of the city of Ferguson.
I'm Sarah Smith and I'm the executive director of ACLU.
So real quick, the rules of the press conference, one person will speak at a time. You all need to be respectful of the panel and your fellow members of the press and,
give the order of press conference?
I don't know why this is what this means as a rule, but give the order of the press conference.
Oh, who's gonna, the order they're gonna speak in?
Oh, got it. The order will be the mayor of Ferguson, which.
We don't have a mayor.
We don't have a mayor. The city manager and the police chief and then ACLU. And after that, then we will ask for questions from the press. So city manager and police chief, will you please give your statement?
Well, I was actually going to introduce them and today, yeah, can we? Okay, today the city of Ferguson will have the city chief police officer and city manager give their statement about the accusations of abuse towards the media. After their statements are finished, you're encouraged to ask as many questions as you'd like, but we ask that you please keep them relevant to the subject at hand. We will start with the city manager.
So it's been said that journalists have been treated unfairly in this whole situation. But during these alleged assaults against journalists, accusations have been made that the police are targeting the reporters. These said reporters were mistaken for protesters when first approached. After the proper credentials were shown, the journalists were asked to leave along with the rest of the protesters as they were beginning to obstruct traffic. When the reporters from Al Jazeera were claimed to be targeted with tear gas, they were actually lumped in with the rest of the civilians, causing havoc in the area. The Ferguson Police Department is doing its best to uphold every citizen's civil rights and liberties while protecting the public and its property. The First Amendment rights have been questioned by persistent reporters and journalists. These rights have in no way been violated. As for the officer who threatened to shoot the reporter, they have been reprimanded and punished for their inconceivable and inappropriate actions.
Over the past several days, our city has been in a state of chaos. Our primary goal in these situations is, of course, to keep civilians out of harm's way. The Ferguson Police Department implements strict policies regarding the handling of these situations, policies which we believe are the most effective in maintaining safety and order, and we are sticking tightly to those. There have been situations in which the press has inadvertently put themselves in dangerous positions, and while the City of Ferguson recognizes the need for these events to be broadcasted to the public and the media's right to be there under our First Amendment, it is our job to maintain security and safety, and we will therefore continue to follow policy, even if that requires us to do something which prohibits the media all the access to the action they may desire.
Michael Brown was murdered on August 9, 2014. For the next 8 days, chaos emerged in Ferguson, Missouri. Peaceful protests transformed into violent demonstrations, and hundreds were arrested and even attacked for their destructive actions. While abrasive action is somewhat necessary in violent crimes like this, some of the punished were completely innocent. A certain group in particular, journalists, like those from the Huffington and Washington Post who were detained by police, or the Al Jazeera America crew who were sprayed by tear gas, are now increasingly becoming victims to such gross injustices. Journalists are often perceived as invasive, but whether or not that may be true, it is their right according to the First Amendment to report on such events, no matter how violent or sensitive. Therefore, journalists should not be attacked or revoked of rights they earned upon their citizenship of this country. Our purpose here at ACLU is not to take a stance in such a politically hot zone, but to bring justice to the lives of journalists. Journalists whose purposes are to inform the public, whose rights are and always will remain protected under the First Amendment, and who face the humiliating agony that surfaced during such a violent and destructive period in Ferguson history.
So now that we've gotten everyone's statements, we will now open it up for questions from the press.
I got a question for Chief, please.
Cam was the first to raise his hand, so I'm gonna
call. Well, I'm actually a reporter for the paper. Despite having said that it was unsafe to release the names of the officers involved in the shooting of Michael Brown, you guys still released their names later that day, potentially endangering both officers and the public. Can you comment on the reasoning behind it?
Patient and leaked.
think the names are actually leaked, and then we confirmed that that's what the name was.
Yes. So we didn't make an official release of any names.
Yep. So they weren't actually released, we didn't do that, they were leaked.
Well, it said wrong.
Okay, thank you for your question.
I understand you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a question for you, Chief. I understand that sometimes in the line of duty, officers have to act on instinct, and sometimes they could accidentally hurt people who were innocent, such as was probably the case with Al Jazeera. However, that was not the first time it happened. Also, earlier at a McDonald's, officers were detained, I understand, but that was that for obstructing traffic? The officers at McDonald's?
Well, I've received no reports of any officers being detained, so I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Well, it has come to our attention from reports that officers, it says here, two reporters, one from the Huffington Post and the other from the Washington Post, were detained by police later in the evening on August 13th at a local McDonald's. Now, this was before the, hold on a sec, this was before the, I just lost the word, anyways, they were detained earlier before violence became out of control. And also later on, why did it seem like after the first incident with press and journalists, why was there not more cautionary steps taking place to ensure that such mistakes like that didn't happen again?
Again, I'd like to say that our department has strict policies in place on how to handle riots and protests that turn violent. So any actions that we took to, as to what you said, detaining them or whatnot, are always with the intention of keeping them safe. So while the motives may not have been clear to those reporters, I'm saying right now that everything that we do is with the full intention of maintaining safety and order.
So were you trying to maintain safety and order when you threw, let me rephrase that. So how did it when you threw the tear gas at Al Jazeera, was that accidental?
That was indeed accidental. Well, reporters get right in the heat of the action with everyone else, and we can't
stop them.
I mean, that is their choice and their decision to get in there, and we can't control how far into the situation they get. We can only respond with what our plan was in place, and so we were not targeting them by any means. They were simply lumped in with the rest of the protesters, and yes.
Spencer?
Hi, I'm Genser Spoonman, and I'm with the press, and so you said that they mistaken the Al Jazeera officer, Al Jazeera crew members for protesters, though they quite clearly in this article are reported themselves as saying that they were, and this is recorded as well, so it's even further evidence that they were recording VR press, and then the cameras were then taken down by the police officers, so they clearly knew that they were part of the press, as well as the camera lighting and whatnot, and so clearly they knew they were more than just regular protesters going about in the middle of the night.
Yes, well, the cameras being taken down, that was not the same incident as them being hit with tear gas. You can answer that one.
Okay, that was, like, as she said, everything that they do here is done with the purpose of keeping citizens safe. And while they were first mistaken with the as civilians, later when they realized that they were part of the media, the reason for that being was that there was already a lot of chaos, and the media was putting it in the wrong perspective, changing it to make it look worse than it already was, so it would create bigger chaos. So we were preventing that from happening.
Dana.
I'm from Al Jazeera News, and I'm actually a reporter that tear gas was shot at, and we were standing behind police barriers, and we talked to the police who shot at us earlier, and they said as long as we stood behind the barriers, it would be all right. But then they shot us.
So, what's your question?
Can you comment on why they would shoot us if they said it was okay if we stood behind police barriers?
That probably a communication problem with our more inexperienced officers.
Yes. I mean, or a stray bullet.
So you're telling me that you responded to riots with inexperienced police officers?
We used all the officers in our departments as the situation was very out of control and very large. So we used all the officers on hand. Some of those are inexperienced officers. We tried to handle the situation as best as possible, keeping in mind everyone's safety. So,
as well as those quote unquote less experienced officers were being closely monitored and teamed up with more experienced and seasoned veterans per se.
Julia.
To maintain order. Everything that we do, we cannot respond to violent crowds by kindly asking them to go away.
So
we
you're
do that.
Saying that the way you respond to violent crowds is with violence?
No, no. Okay, no,
no,
we're saying that the violence is getting out of control, and if we have, we're not being violent, but we are being abrasive because
people are beyond the point of listening to reason.
Yeah.
And while
sorry, I didn't mean that. Interrupt. Keep going.
While it might be seen as violent, we have to understand that sometimes the police officers have to do something that might be seen as too much, but it's really preventing something larger from happening.
And what larger event are you scared of?
Maybe more looting, more riots.
Yeah.
Just more in number, not even, or.
So are you trying, doing all you can to protect the citizens of your city?
Of course. You're welcome.
Sam.
Hi, I'm Samantha Yarbrough, representing KMOF 4. You guys have repeatedly stated your intention that all you want to do with the primary focus is keeping citizens safe. But that is a little confusing to me because you are shooting your peacefully protesting citizens with tear gas. You're using army equipment on them. I don't believe that peaceful protests warrant this type of action. And like Fox News reporter said, I don't understand why you feel that the best way to stop a riot is to use strong military tactics, which in fact will rile them up more. So what kind of commentary can you give me on why you feel that that is the best plan of action here?
Well, I feel like I believe when the citizens start burning down their own city and acting with violence, that we have to, and acting like warlike, doing warlike things, we have to respond with warlike tactics.
Okay, yes, but I specifically said peaceful protesters, which you are also shooting at.
Said peaceful protesters were out after an implemented curfew, and they were given warnings to disperse.
Okay, but does that warrant tanks shooting at them?
I don't believe tanks are shooting.
There are people on tanks. They brought in tanks. They were using tear gas. They had.
I don't believe that the tanks actually ever shot.
There were people on the tanks with rubber bullets in their guns, shooting into the crowds.
And like you said, rubber bullets. So
that's how you deal with peaceful protests.
Well, how would you do it?
Okay, we're gonna move on to another news outlet.
Yeah, please,
Victoria.
Wait.
I'm Victoria Lutz, representing the Washington Post, and this question is for the police chief. When you heard about the two reporters being detained in McDonald's, one who was from the Washington Post, you were quoted saying, "Oh God, I told them to release them," and it was probably somebody who didn't know better. So is this suggesting to us that your officers aren't all properly trained the way they should be?
No. I mean, we clearly stated a moment ago that any unseasoned officers are paired up with more experienced ones, and that situation, while it did happen, it was corrected, and those two media reporters were released.
Jessa?
One of our reporters was allegedly threatened at gunpoint by a police officer. Can the police chief please comment on this? And I know you already went over it, but the specifics were that the police officer was unwilling to be recorded on camera, so they couldn't get repressed.
was handled and they were reprimanded and punished for their actions.
Okay, so you think it would happen again?
Probably
It's
not,
not.
No. We made it clear to the department that it's not appropriate to do.
Malik.
Hi, I'm Malik from Buzzfeed. In the Los Angeles Times, it states that some of your police officers were mocking people who were like suffering in the streets. Can you guys comment on that? Okay.
I received no reports of my field officers mocking anybody. However, if anything such as that should happen again, those specific officers will be reprimanded and punished, and the situation will never happen again.
Thank you.
Julia?
In what ways did you take action to protect your citizens in the days after the riots?
Can you repeat the question?
In what ways did you take action to protect your citizens in the days following the riots?
Well, we instilled a curfew, and we did allow peaceful protesting during the day. However, it was at nighttime when obviously things started reaching levels that were just more chaotic.
So that's why you instilled the curfew?
Yes. That is our main course of action, and we expect citizens to be out of the streets because in their homes is really the safest place for them.
Emily?
Can you describe the incident when the police officer yelling to a reporter, just the F out of here and get that light off, or are you being shot with this?
One thing that has been, I believe, overlooked in these reports is the idea and feeling that these ideas and feelings of the officers who are in the field and in that chaos, while such chaotic energy can, you know, it can get to you while you're working in the field, and there's so much uncertainty of whether you can get hurt, whether you could hurt somebody else, that officers will tend to use more abrasive words to get those things in place. I'm sorry, I'm answering someone else's question right now.
I know, but I'm commenting on them.
So it justified the people being chaotic, you mean?
I'm asking your opinion.
I know, but I'm unclear of your question.
Do you think you're talking about the officer's abrasive actions, and do you think that justifies the people's abrasive actions to the energy kind of stuff?
I'm saying that justifies the officer's abrasive words. There were not abrasive actions, per se.
Last question, Dana.
I'm Dana Nichol from Al Jazeera News. Are you aware that when the two reporters from Huffington Post and Washington Post were assaulted at McDonald's and arrested, that the police officers went as far as to slam one of their heads into a car door in the parking lot?
We were aware of this.
Also, do you consider reporters being shot at by tear gas after Chloe stating that they're the press, and other reporters having their heads slammed into car doors, an example of police brutality?
No.
Then what would be an example of police brutality?
Probably injuring a citizen reporter for an unjust reason.
Yes, because...
We're
going
okay.
to kindly ask
well,
to cut down the attitude.
Yeah, and also while the police, the media keeps asking why the police did this or that, you also have to remember that you, as the journalist and media, you yourself put yourself in that position by getting too close to the police officers or not respecting the guidelines that they have already made to keep the citizens, which you are also citizens. To keep you safe as well.
Okay, the press conference.
Okay, nope, we called last question, so things are over.
Why?
Because we got got stuff you gotta do. So once you forward it, you guys can go on out there for just a couple minutes.
I feel bad for the person. I mean, I don't feel bad for them, but.
It would be terrible to be here.
No, there's no closure.